Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, NFL football fans. Welcome back to NFLExporter.com and welcome to Pure NFL, the place where we bring you in-depth analysis and breakdowns on certain of your favorite NFL teams. Today we have with us Jeremy Johnson, the Game On Guru, our good friend out in Minneapolis. We're going to be talking Minnesota Vikings football. Jeremy, how's everything going today as the Vikings got a nice victory in week one? We got the job done over the Tennessee Titans and getting ready for a big matchup in week two against the Green Bay Packers.
Well, it's definitely good to be 1-0. Things are looking pretty good. Is there a big football game this Sunday night? I think the Packers coming to town. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, I would certainly say so. And the new stadium is good to go, right? Is the new stadium good to go? So this is going to be really big this upcoming Sunday.
Oh man, they're pulling out all the features and there's things that are going to happen. They're keeping secret. I mean, this stadium is absolutely beautiful, and the fans are excited. No other better way to open up the stadium than a game against the Packers, that's for sure.
Man, I surely would love to be a part of that tailgate and scenery there. All right, Jeremy, so let's go ahead and hop into our segment. We're going to get things started with, you know, obviously the biggest news, probably outside of the new stadium being unveiled, coming out of Minnesota this offseason, and that was under the unfortunate injury of quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. We all know that Bridgewater was an important piece to the puzzle. But with him going down so early in preseason, you know, not many people outside of Minnesota had an opportunity to really see any real progress from Teddy Bridgewater. You know, with his first 2 years in the league, in his first year, you know, he kind of played maybe from the middle of the season on last year with the starter from day one. But in both years, you know, only, you know, no more than 14 touchdown passes. Again, we didn't get a chance. You know, a lot of people outside of Minnesota didn't really get a chance to see Teddy because he went down so early in preseason. Based on what you've seen, based on the word coming out of Minnesota, the coaching staff, the players, was he someone expected to take a huge jump statistically this year in the Vikings passing game?
Yeah, definitely. This was the year where we expected to see, you know, Teddy progress into – you know, not an elite quarterback, but, you know, to make a big step up. And, man, when he went down, it was definitely a big blow to the Vikings organization. The community felt it, you know, the ambulance ride that he took. Dislocated knee, just, you know, tearing up his knee. From the Vikings standpoint is, you know, no one could believe that this could happen to such a great kid. So, Mike Zimmer was a little bit down, you know, it was a little gloomy, but they definitely did turn things around in a short matter of time. But Teddy was expected to take the step up. They went out and got Laquon Treadwell, boosted the offensive line in the acquisition of Alex Boone on the left side, and then also moving Brandon Fusco back to more comfortable right guard position. So, yeah, this was definitely Teddy's year. Unfortunately, he'll have to watch this one from the sideline.
Yeah, true indeed. That's what they say, you know, for most NFL quarterbacks, you know, year three is that year that they kind of make that step and fully transition over. And that was definitely very unfortunate. Taking a look at the Vikings, you know, how they're set up, a team that comes to mind is a team that they took an unfortunate playoff to last year, the Seattle Seahawks. You know, teams who have had dominant defenses used a big-time running game to help make it to Super Bowls. And when you think about Minnesota right now, again, every year, you know, that we talk about Minnesota, you're just more and more impressed with what Mike Zimmer has done with this defense. You see this this rookie kid, Hunter, last week, just all over the place out there. On top, I mean, this has to be one of the most loaded defenses. I know in fantasy football I had Minnesota ranked like as a top three or four defense. Really impressed with that. Does this Minnesota team, you know, feel that they have the same type of team you know, as, like I said, maybe as a more late, you know, Seattle, the couple of years they went back-to-back to Super Bowls, they really leaned on a heavy running game and a dominant defense. You know, is this team feel that it's set up that same way, that where Sam Bradford can come in, that's who Minnesota made the trade for, and pretty much provide in terms of performance on the field? You know, maybe not from a leadership standpoint, but can Sam Bradford come in and pretty much provide the same on-field performance that Teddy Bridgewater would to really help this team make a serious Super Bowl push?
Yeah, I mean, first things first, you're absolutely right. The pedigree for this team is defense, defense, defense. And, you know, you mix in some running game with Adrian Peterson, and, you know, that's the formula that the Vikings are going to follow. And it has been successful for them up to this point. So, I mean, you mentioned Danielle Hunter, second-year player with the touchdown. Also, Eric Kendricks, NFC Defensive Player of the Week with his pick six. I mean, those are just two guys. The defense is loaded with stars. Harrison Smith with a big contract in the offseason, one of the best safeties in the league, Everson Griffith. You've got just the list goes on and on. I mean, Chad Greenway, veterans like him and Brian Robeson are still contributing and playing a lot, and they're very key in the locker room for that defense. So they've got the pieces in place. Mike Zimmer's been, you know, working that defense and getting it into position. I mean, he's just a defensive guru, if you will. And, you know, moving over to the offensive side of the ball, when Teddy went down, again, it was you know, a little bit of some question marks. You know, the initial reaction was, no, this, from a fan standpoint, is, you know, the team's done. Like, no, will they even make the playoffs? You know, it was just bad. But for Rick Spielman, general manager, to go out and execute a trade for a guy that a lot of people didn't even think was really available, a starting quarterback, in Sam Bradford, the spark is back. You know, Bradford hasn't even thrown a pass, and it's almost as though Teddy, you know, not to say that we forget about him, but it's almost as though we've rebounded to just about where we were when we had Teddy. People are very excited for Sam Bradford. Again, in our offense, we're not asking the quarterback to go out and throw the ball 40, 50 times. You know, we don't need 300 yards and three or four touchdown passes. That's not how we're built. So Teddy wasn't an elite quarterback, and we didn't go out and get a replacement that's an elite quarterback. But I definitely feel that Sam Bradford does have the right stuff to execute this offense. He's got a tight end coach and Pat Shurmur that had come over in this offseason that he's familiar with. Of course, Sean Hill's still on the team, and Bradford and Hill were teammates in L.A., or I'm sorry, St. Louis, now L.A., and, you know, it's good for him to get that terminology and get him up to speed. And all things being said, it seems like Sam Bradford is going to debut this week. Took 100% of the snaps, so we look to see the debut of number 8, Sam Bradford, this week in a big game against Green Bay. So, yeah, to answer your question, Sam Bradford definitely can lead this team. I mean, again, not being asked to do as much as, you know, a Derek Carr or Eli Manning, or, you know, he's not the face of the franchise. He's just going to know his role and hopefully execute and play it well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, there is, you know, a lot of excitement. There is a lot of anxiousness about seeing Bradford on the field for the simple fact that the trade, like you said, was executed kind of out of nowhere. And so now that he's in the Minnesota Vikings uniform and jersey, I think people are just anxious to see what he can bring to the table and how well he can play to, you know, help a team that certainly made some waves last year. And as you alluded to, I mean, that defense is just absolutely loaded. I've just been really impressed with the job that Mike Zimmer has done. And we know that Adrian Peterson is a guy who can get it done on the ground. So we've seen that formula of success win quite a bit, you know, in the NFL over the years, you know. So definitely a good
Absolutely.
Formula to have. Now, after last year, you know, this was the Vikings winning the NFC North. It's the first time in years that Minnesota is going to be coming into the season, or have came into the season, you know, being a team that's hunted, being a team wearing the target. How confident is this Minnesota team that they can repeat as NFC North champs, which would mean finishing ahead of Green Bay? You know, that's the team that had been dominating the division for so long. And then the Bears and the Lions are certainly suitable opponents as well.
Yeah, definitely. Green Bay is you know, the most likely competition for the division, just the way things have kind of laid out. But, yeah, they're very confident. You know, the Vikings, from the top down, they've done it right in bringing in, you know, not necessarily the most athletic player at a certain position or the strongest or fastest, but they're bringing in, you know, high-character guys that blend in very well with the locker room and the team chemistry. And, you know, everyone's goal is to win a Super Bowl. And that's what they're working for. So to say they're confident in it, absolutely. I mean, the veteran leadership that I mentioned, you know, the team will miss guys like John Sullivan a little bit, but Joe Berger's been around, and he's an older guy at center that's a proven commodity, and he can plug holes. Now he's given an opportunity to start and hopefully earn himself one last big paycheck. But it all starts with 28 in the defense. And if you're going to put 28, Adrian, you know, against any other running back in the league, even at age 31, I mean, I'll take my chances with him. Key component this year is going to be the offensive line. We saw week one, you know, Adrian wasn't really given a lot of opportunities chances from the offensive line to develop big plays. That's going to change. And hopefully that stuff gets turned around, and hopefully we'll see some big plays Sunday night on NBC.
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people were shocked, you know, kind of looking at that matchup. Seemed like it was you know, a great opportunity for Adrian Peterson on the ground. And, you know, teams definitely loaded, you know, are going to continue, you know, to load the box. And with the makeup of the Vikings offense, it is a situation where teams are more or less, you know, trying to create situations to force the quarterback to have to beat him, not Peterson on the ground. And so, like you said, that's something that's definitely going to have to pick up. Now, with that being said, it's so early in the season. We're going into week two. But as you alluded to, this is Sunday Night Football, new stadium in Minnesota. You have your arch nemesis and rival in the Green Bay Packers coming to town. I mean, it's a storied rivalry. Last time these two teams met, it was Minnesota and Lambeau taking the division title. How important, you know, or unimportant is this game for Minnesota, again, with it being week two, but to beat Green Bay, you know, at home this week? You know, is this a statement game? Is this a game that could go a long way for the Vikings' confidence? And as well, you know, maybe send an early message to the Packers that, you know, things aren't the way they used to be. This wasn't just a one-hit wonder, or, you know, we kind of just happened to, you know, beat you last year. But, you know, we are the team to beat in this division. And if you plan on winning the division title, you know, you're certainly going to have to go through us again.
To say it's a statement game, I mean, you play a 16 game schedule. It's one game on the schedule is how the Vikings are approaching it. Last year's division winning game in the final week was more of the statement. The team printed, you know, beat Green Bay T-shirts and wore them all week. And I was in Lambeau for that game, and it was just unbelievable to see that they, you know, captured the North. But again, from the top down, this organization is built strong. They're built to last. So I don't feel like the Vikings are a one-hit wonder. They're definitely going to give Green Bay a run for their money. And the Packers are tough. I mean, anytime you have a team that's quarterbacked by Aaron Rodgers, they're in the game. I mean, he's going to put the team in it, the Packers, with a chance to win. They've got Jordy Nelson coming back. I think that's huge for them. They added a veteran tight end in Jared Cook to go along with Rodgers. And then Eddie Lacy slimmed down. So they looked pretty good in their victory over a young Jacksonville team. But this one's going to be different. I mean, the crowd, the stadium, you know, all things are laying, the cards are laid perfectly for the Vikings to come in and beat Green Bay. But, you know, they still have to go out and play 60 minutes of football. And as long as Mike Zimmer's the head coach, he's not going to let these guys take plays off. I mean, he has come in and led this team like no other, at least in the times in my life, Green, late Denny Green standpoint, Mike Tice, Brad Childress. I mean, we had coaches. A lot of these guys were seemingly players, coaches. They like to laugh and get along with the guys. But Mike Zimmer will be the first one to yell at Adrian all the way down to your backup punt returner. He's a no-nonsense guy, and he's not going to let this team just, get ahead of themselves and let their egos get ahead of them. It's going to be a great game, and I'm very, very excited for it.
Definitely. Well, I know that's the chess match we're all going to be watching and seeing Minnesota's defense and how they match up with Green Bay's offense. You know, right now I think people around the league are really taking notice of what's happened on the defensive side of the football. And it's exciting, you know, when you do have a defense like a Seattle, like a Denver, Minnesota, to me is really starting to put their name right in that company. It's a lot of fun because at that point you start just really looking and seeing, it takes a minute for it to sink in that, wow, this defense is really that good. So I think this is a great early season test. What an atmosphere, what a game for Sam Bradford to step in. I mean, for his first game with Minnesota to be Sunday night against Green Bay, new stadium, it'll be good, I think, for us to see early here what this guy is made of. Is he going to crack under pressure? Is the bright lights going to be too much for him? Is the scene too big for him? Because ultimately, with Minnesota looking to get back to where they were last year and then move ahead, Bradford's definitely going to have to be used to being, in the big moment. And I think this is a great way for that to happen. So very exciting stuff. We're definitely going to be all eyes on Minnesota Sunday night and really look forward to a great game. Jeremy, man, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us today. You're going to be with us throughout the course of the season. And so, like I said, we'll definitely be all eyes on Minnesota this Sunday. Certainly have a great time at the game. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week. We'll be talking, what happened in that Packers game and looking ahead to week 3. Certainly be some good topics to discuss, including how Sam Bradford looked in his debut as a Viking.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks again. And we'll definitely keep you updated throughout the week and after the game on Sunday.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right, that's going to wrap up this segment of Pure NFL with the Minnesota Vikings and Jeremy Johnson. We're going to run to a commercial break. We'll be right back.